Let's hear more about how those passengers feel right now as we start our social media roundup with Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello. I hear that laugh as a laugh for somebody who's been delayed in the airport.
I should feel bad for those people. Not being cancelled.
I know. Well, I kid the people who are stuck in Iceland right now. But what are you seeing online about this?
So much emotion. Here's Ali. I am trying to control my anger. Can anybody help me out with this unsavory situation before I slip into a rage coma? Hashtag Wow Airlines. A little bit of nostalgia here from Lily. She says that the Wow put Iceland on the map. They seem to create a price war for European travel. The purple leather seats were cool too. And then one more, just helping people out here, where there's a group of non-profit from a non-profit school who were hoping to go to Iceland. Their whole trip has been ruined. And then other troops are just piling in saying, hey, check out some of the cheaper airlines are helping out. So Aer Lingus, for instance, has special fares. And if you go to Wow Airlines, their website is still up. It is still working. It will give you some advice if you've already booked and you're trying to get your money back.
You know, one of the things we're going to be looking into with this story is that the tourism in Iceland is based on some of these low-cost carriers that fly in
Absolutely.
And out of there and bring a lot of tourists in. Femi, we've also been seeing outrage this week online about the threat by the Trump administration to defund the Special Olympics. That came from Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. But then yesterday, President Trump made a U-turn to assure that the Special Olympics will be funded after all this public outcry. What's the reaction online to the president's reversal?
Ecstatic. Obviously, some political pushback about the president changing his mind and maybe he was responsible for the budget cut in the first place. But let's just focus on the Special Olympics. Maria Shriver, the official blue tick, Maria Shriver from the Kennedy family, says thank you to everyone who raised their voice in support of the Special Olympics. She was moved to tears. So many people out supporting the Special Olympics. Major athlete Dikembe Mutombo, who is an NBA global ambassador. And he used to play for the NBA. He says, you cannot stop the Special Olympics movement. It's already too big. We will continue to support and participate at the Special Olympic Games. So lots of love, lots of support. But also, it drew attention, this whole budget crisis drew attention to what does the Special Olympics actually do? Regular people, just jumping in here. The actual J-Law says, Special Olympics has done so much for my sister and her close friends. The Games have turned my sister into a talented athlete. And if you go to @SpecialOlympics, you can find out all about the work that they do with the youngsters they involve, the youngsters they turn into athletes, the sports and games that they play, and also how life-changing that it can be.
So it turns out it was not good politics to go after those kids.
Not good politics. And also look out for this hashtag, #ChooseToInclude. It's a special essence of what the Special Olympics means.
Femi, what do you make of Facebook's announcement this week? It's going to ban content that glorifies white nationalism on its platforms. It's going to start next week. And I guess there was some sort of loophole here that was allowing that content to get through.
It's really strange because we've spoken about this, and I'm sure everybody who's following social media knows that white separatists have been banned, but white nationalists have not. Their content has not. And that's because Facebook was having this debate about, if you're white nationalist, does that mean that you're a racist? A lot of the advocacy groups were saying, yes, it does. And so only now are they getting round to doing a blanket ban. They were worried that some other minority advocacy groups might get caught up in a blanket ban, but that now they're enforcing it. So if you post or look for any content that is about white nationalism, you will get taken to another website, and that website is an anti-hate website that is run by former extremists.
Interesting.
Yes.
And is anyone protesting about that?
People are saying, well, this is about freedom of speech, and maybe we should be able to say and tweet and post whatever we want to say. So we've got Bichu here. Posts on Twitter. Facebook will now be arbitrarily labelling anything you say or do that displeases them or the lawmakers that are breathing down their neck white supremacy. Mm. We are in the media are excited about this victory in our way on your freedom. So there's some cynicism there that they're being policed.
Femi, there was a tweet that just came out this afternoon from the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, that says,
yes.
St. Louis, we're really worried about you. Give me a call. It's about bagels. Now, this is this is about the viral photo from St. Louis of bagels sliced like bread. What's the deal here just in the few seconds we have?
Okay, so if you look out for Alec Krautmann, he will show you on a tweet some beautiful bagels sliced into many slices.
What?
It started a huge debate. Exactly. Should you even eat a bagel like this? Stop attacking food, your monster, Mike P. Williams says.
And we're going to actually ask listeners to tell us what they think at HearNow.org. Yes. Femi, thank you.
You're so welcome.